This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. Hurricane Ian, one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the United States, swamped southwest Florida Wednesday, flooding streets and buildings and cutting off power to 1.8 million people. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's threatening catastrophic damage further inland.
But the fact is, there's going to be damage throughout the whole state, and people in other parts of the state, be prepared for some impacts.
A coastal sheriff's office reported that it was already getting a significant number of calls from people trapped in flooded homes. The hurricane made landfall Wednesday afternoon just west of heavily populated Fort Myers, Florida. Though expected to weaken to a tropical storm as it marches inland, Ian's hurricane-force winds are likely to be felt well into central Florida. Florida's shaky insurance market will face a gut punch from Hurricane Ian. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Florida's property insurance market was already in peril. Now comes Hurricane Ian. The massive storm barreling into Florida with 150-mile-per-hour winds, double-digit storm surge, and drenching rains is almost certain to further damage the state's insurance market, which is already strained under billion-dollar losses, insurer insolvencies, and skyrocketing premiums. The state-run insurer has already seen a sharp increase in policies as homeowners struggle to find coverage in the private market. For private insurance, that industry has lost more than $1 billion in each of the last 2 years, and hundreds of thousands of Floridians have had their policies dropped or not renewed. Average annual premiums have risen to more than $4,200 in Florida, triple the national average. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Moscow has released what it called vote tally showing support in four partially occupied provinces in Ukraine to join Russia. The Russian-installed administrations of the four provinces